Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Podcart Season 2 with my lovely co-host Phoebe.
We're back.
Yeah, we are back. It's nice. We needed a break.
Yes.
I think we were both pushed to the max.
Yes.
And so we are back with a whole 10 new tracks and 10 tracks. Some of them you might have heard, some of them you might not have heard. But hopefully you'll find at least something that you will like. Opening up, we've got Traps, Warm Beds. Warm Beds, they've described it as like a frantic dream of separation with peaceful melodies, vocal harmonies and gentle synths. The song shows harsh and beautiful side of a relationship ending. The warmth left behind, the sudden bitter cold, but the open possibility of anything happening next. Basically a blank canvas. Both performed and toured separately with other bands for years, and all the while living in opposite sides of the world. And then a chance meeting in Scotland, and a few years later, Traps was formed.
A coinkydink.
I have no... A coinkydink.
A coinkydink.
I like that. I've got no idea who they are. I'm at that point now with those types of things that I just think... If I like the music, I don't care. If you're going to give me some information about your song and where you are, that's great. But that voice, man, not in a lemmy kind of oof, that voice, but her voice is unbelievable and it makes the track for me. I think it's incredible.
Nice.
What did you think?
I thought it was really beautiful. It wasn't what I expected. I don't know why, but when there's new Scottish music that I've not heard, I don't know. Isn't it terrible that the kind of automatic assumption is a big question mark rather than waiting to accept it with open arms? So I was pleasantly surprised, and yeah, that voice, I could get used to that for sure.
Fab.
Also coming up on this podcast, we have...
The truth and what I know.
Nothing drum and bass infused pop from Swedish outfit Chronicle.
I can scream 100 songs, say fuck off twice.
Bristolian sound system Chill with Dutchie.
Give me Father, for I haven't seen.
And rich lyricism from Scotland's Declan Welsh and the Decadent West.
This is Alligator with Trickle Down, and these guys are from Glasgow.
Yay. Trickle Down from Alligator, and that fuzzy guitar scratch at the end is the stuff of absolute dreams. That song came out in March, and I know that that is not necessarily new, but it's new to me, so I would have been really sad not to include it on the podcast. They are from Glasgow, as I said before. This is their very first single, their debut, and so I am more than buzzing to see what comes next. Helena?
Okay, so I have to start with the positives. Connor Goldie, who's in the band, I'm a great fan of his. He's done Deadbeat Records and he's worked with a lot of artists that I deem to be part of a really important and significant part of Glasgow and Scottish music. Alligator as a band are not exactly groundbreaking for me. They probably know that and their management probably know that as well. Their look is incredible. They look amazing. But for me, it's that lad rock element that I feel has been done so many times. They've got a real energy and the texture within the production and the power in there is incredible. But it just doesn't stand out for me. And that's not me, this is not me being diplomatic, because if it was shite, I'd turn around and say it was shite. I just feel I'm kind of waiting to see what happens, because there's elements there. I just feel that it needs a bit more originality.
Yeah, the next single will be a make or break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hopefully they won't fucking throw some kind of crap at me and they see me in the street, but yeah, that's the way I feel. Moving on, we have one of Scotland's best artists in my opinion. This is Adam Stafford and this is Zero Disruption.
Thank you.
Adam Stafford's Zero Disruption, taken from the new album Fire Behind the Curtain, which was released recently via Song by Toad Records. He wrote something about the album and said, this is dedicated to anyone who's ever been hungover, down and out, running from themselves, running for their life, trapped in prisons, internal and external, which really resonated with me because it's been a particularly hard couple of months, I'm not ashamed to admit, and I hit rock bottom. I think we both have, if you don't mind me saying,
yeah,
maybe.
Absolutely. It's been a tough year so far.
Yeah, it's been a bit, I had a few meltdowns, but the song's named from a self-help relaxation CD that instructs the listener to seek comfortable surroundings with zero disruption. We were just, the amount of talent that Adam has, and he creates these really incredible soundscapes with his voice. Just his voice, even just as a single entity, is amazing. But I just keep saying this, he needs to just get more recognition on a wider scale. I've followed him. He was one of the inspirations for me starting Podcart, and I still, nearly 10 years later, I am still following him. And I firstly admire the fact that he's still going. He's not given up. I know at times he's really wanted to, but he... I don't know, it's just he's got such a gift.
Yeah.
So
I think when you're that talented, even if you want to give up, you just can't, because clearly there's creativity flowing out of him. And I think even if you try to stop doing something you love, even if it's really wearing you down, you will always come back to it eventually. So I'm glad that he's still ploughing on, and so he should, because that kind of multi-layer instrumentation is just something that really speaks to me. And I love the way that he lets each layer build before trickling in the next one. It's just magical.
Yeah.
And some of the ways he was using his voice, I said to you, it sounded like tropical birds in the rainforest, which is quite amazing.
Yeah.
To just manage to create of your own vocal cords.
Yeah.
So yeah, really impressed as ever.
That album's out now, and if you haven't, if this is the first time you've heard Adam, or you know, this, you've kind of just heard his name mentioned, please go and discover his back catalogue. It is absolutely incredible. Next,
we have got some laid-back London hip-hop from the Age of Luna.
Wake up. Yeah. Well, the voices in my head keep on telling me to keep moving. Yeah. Maybe you could save me, man. Always wondered if you take me away. Always felt like it was you that was crazy. But truth is, I don't need to be saved. Nah. So please tell me what you want from me.
Please.
I know it's hard to see that I've been searching for something that's always been in front of me.
Wow.
Deep in lust, missed the trust. Maybe we should give it up. Lose our touch. I was only trying to give you what you want. But maybe you just wanted more. See, it's time spent alone, keeping lonely with your thoughts. I'm just trying to face a storm, even if it caused me harm. Still, you try and keep me warm, right here amongst your arms. So if the sky falls down, I swear, it only takes one phone call, I'm there. I know sometimes things seem unclear, but you'll always be my infamous love, right?
Don't wanna rely on my comfort, compatible as we are. I know it's not good for me, now I've had it. The news to settle the score, looking in the evening, wondering towards the morning sun. I told you something's leaving.
Let's just hear me out, not girl. I've been stressing on you. My neck, my soul, my legs are weak, but my heart stays strong and true. I know it gets the best of you, cause it gets the best of me. But hold on for a minute, let's see where time will lead. I know.
Telling you I love you doesn't help. Trying to be my main while you're sitting on the shelf. Time is of the essence, you feel happy in my presence. I've been trying to grind hard, can't let go for a second. I know you're trying to be the missus, but I'm only 21, so I'm only trying to live. Lose your love, God forbid. Just meet me halfway and grapple onto my wrist. I got your heart clenched in my fist, it's real.
Don't wanna rely on my compatible as we are. I know it's over for me, now I've had it. The news to settle the score, looking in the evening, wondering towards the morning sun. I told you something's leaving, now your witness has been shot down. Right down, right down.
Maybe Yeah from the Age of Luna. That's three vocalists together who have created some top-notch, totally chilled out and actually pretty lazy sounding hip hop. But I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm kind of envisioning total sunny day in the park vibes, everyone relaxing, having a few cans, got that on a system, sounding really nice. They're from London and it's taken from their self-titled album. I don't know if this is my standout track of the album, but interestingly, it's one that I kept coming back to because I heard something different in it each time. What do you think?
I love it when tracks do that. And there's one I'm playing later by a girl, Isla Craig, that does exactly that. And it adopts the kind of same techniques as that song. I love that the vocals just almost become at one with the instruments, and it's just such a soothing, almost like an experience for you. So yeah, really lovely.
Oh, nice. Good. Awesome. What have you got for us now?
We're going to go pop banger now.
Ooh!
This is Chronicle and this is Head Up and High.
Things that were going back to how it was before. I can scream 100 songs, say 4 couple twice. It's written in stone, it's set for all time. Remember that. I'm afraid to hear your voice again. It'll never matter. Keep on.
Chronicle is the solo project of Stockholm's Melanie Mulkert. Melanie actually spent several years fronting a pop punk outfit, Tantrum to Blind. This has just such a great hook, and the production stands out in a commercial pop field where there is such a lot of generic, saturated, manipulated pitch shift bollocks. And this is an uplifting, solid slice of euphoric dance, and one of the best tunes I have heard in a while.
I have not heard the rest of the songs, but I already know that that's my track of the week.
Woo!
That was so good. And there's just so many things that we need to talk about. So her voice, like before you said to me that she was in a pop-up band, I thought, well, it's just amazing to hear that that vocal tone could go into anything from pop to screamo. And screamo was what I was leaning to something over the top of like a drum and bass track. And the build-up, I was in total suspense. Is it going to be drum and bass? Is it going to be screamo? Is it going to be EDM? Especially the bridge at the end. That's just, oh, there's so many elements. I love it. And I can see that it would really fit into mainstream radio. But also, it's way too cool for that. Way, way, way too cool. And I'm obsessed. I want more, so much more. Yeah, huge.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say we really like it.
I love this.
Okay, let's. So should we? Can we bring our heart rate down a bit now?
This is definitely going to bring our heart rate down a bit. And I think I love this just a tiny smidge less, but almost as much as Chronicle. This is called Mali, and it's coming to you from Bristol's Duchy. Duchy with Mali, taken from the Duchy and Friends 6-track EP, which was released on the 1st of May. Dutchie takes influence from the mega sound system culture down there, and she merges that kind of strong jazz influence with reggae-tipped vibes, which means that the EP takes every genre. You go from dubstep to dancehall to electro and more, and I've had it on repeat since it came out. There's so many tracks on there that I love, and this is the one that I keep coming back to, but there's dubstep one in particular that's on there is also an absolute banger. She's gonna go so far, I think.
I love her. We've discussed this before, that Bristol's one of our favourite places in, I guess, the world.
Yeah.
And wow. Yeah, fairly speechless, I have to say.
Good, that's what I like.
I'm already, during while we were listening to the track, I'm online going, I need to find out everything.
So, we're just a little bit stalky here, it's
yeah,
all fine.
It's fine. But yeah, awesome. Okay. So next, this is incredible. This is Isla Craig, and this is called The Becoming.
Oh,
That was Isla Craig, The Becoming, from Canada. She's an active collaborator in the Toronto music scene and is a past member of US Girls, who are fairly big in Canada and worldwide. She's also worked on projects with Fucked Up and Owen Pallett. I'm going to go off on a tangent a bit. If you don't know who Owen Pallett is, he's done a lot of stuff with Arcade Fire. He's part of Final Fantasy. If you go on YouTube and type in Final Fantasy This Modern Love, which is a block party cover that he did, and it is one of the greatest things I've ever seen on the internet. Coming is to be released on June 22nd on Pleasant Records, and that's the first single from it. There's an exquisite balance between her vocal and the instrumentation, and you kind of get lost in it as a soundscape. And it's, for me, it's more of a score. It's there with a really rich layering, and there's so many elements that we discussed previously about things that you miss on your first listen. Just think it's awesome, and I am really excited about the album.
Yeah, I feel significantly more relaxed than I did a few minutes ago, and that's not to say that it's a sleepy song, but it's just, it's got that kind of lullaby soothing quality that, yeah, I feel like that would be a fantastic bedtime album, and yeah, I'm really excited to hear some more. I think
fab.
Isn't it about me? Oh, oh, no, it nothing about me at all. I won't take it. I won't take it personal.
Personal from Cyprel, as ever. We always have one person in the podcast whose name we're not sure that we're saying correctly. And this week, it's this one. I think it's Cyprel. She is a London lady, and I don't want this to sound negative, but for me, this track doesn't have a huge oomph factor, but kind of like one of the ones that I played earlier, there's something so intriguing about it. And her voice is so melodic and so sweet that I really want to see what she's going to put out next and where her musical journey takes her over the next few months and years.
Beautiful R&B vibe to that, and her vocal's awesome.
Yeah. That's just made me think that would sit nicely on a bill with our favourite Hannah Slavin.
It would.
Yeah.
Hannah, where are you? And why are you not bringing out more music? We should actually just proactively contact her and say,
come
what's
do
happening?
This.
Yeah, please. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to take things up again. I suppose you could listen to this in a gym or something. You know, you've got your cool down time and everything. I think it's pronounced Elohim, and this is Half Love.
I wanna be your enemy. I wanna be your friend. I wanna give you everything, then take it back again. Let me run to you.
Chase me, embrace me all the way.
pop banger of the podcast, and what an explosion that was. She's a classically trained pianist, and as well as her pop masterpieces, she's also delved into hip-hop collaborations with artists such as Casey Veggies and Denzel Curry. So imagine if Casey Veggies and Denzel Curry got together.
Are you saying veggies?
Veggies. V-E-G-G-I-E-S.
Veggies and curry.
Denzel Curry. C-U-R-R-Y.
That is incredible.
Imagine Casey Veggies and Curry.
Veggie Curry.
Exactly.
Please do it just for that. Please.
Her debut album's out now, and as a taster, it's a fair representation of how good the album is. That is, it's just great.
Yeah.
It might be worth mentioning now as well, thank you to whoever nominated us for Bella Caledonian's Alt Press Award for their music and podcast. I think it's a music and podcast category. Not sure who it was, but thank you. And we are...
delighted.
We are delighted.
Yeah, look at us go. Thank you so much to whoever our secret admirer is.
Yeah, get on fucking iTunes and start giving us ratings and comments, everyone. Because that's how we get up the chart, and I want to get up that chart.
Yes.
I want to be in the noteworthy section.
Yeah, by the end of 2018, that's the goal.
We've been there before.
Oh, yeah?
And I want to be there again.
We will be there again. Yes.
Fab. Right. We're coming to the end already.
No.
I know.
But it's been a banger this week.
It has. It's total roller coaster. Banger.
Yes. Many, many ups and downs. We're going to be finishing on a local boy. He's from East Kilbride. His name is Declan Welsh, and his full band is called Declan Welsh and the Decadent West. Regular listeners to the podcast will know that this is not really my usual style of song, but I think it's speaking to me because it's come in straight out of a film soundtrack, or so it sounds like. And also, I'm just quite amazed that a voice that's from East Kilbride can sound so well put together. I love his lyrical content, and I love the surprise guitar crashing in one of the later choruses, and I think it's a great way to end this week.
Thank you everyone for listening. If you want to submit your music, it's music@podcart.co. You can find us on all the regular social media. Have a great week.
Yeah, goodbye.
Bye.
Well, I've had the sexuality hasn't quite as binary as my Catholic education would have me believe. So don't forgive me, Father, for I haven't sinned. Won't see me at confession. The celibate's no selling all that well to me. And we just wanna have a good time. There's no need to cause a fuss. Don't let anybody stand in the way of love or lust, and do what you want, do what you do. Don't let anyone else tell you you should be going home as binary as my Catholic education would have me believe. Oh, that spectrum's got space for everyone. So whatever it is that turns you on, well, it's none of my business if you ask me. Cause a fuss. Don't let anybody.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.